Welcome to Game Preview. The playoff hunt continues for the Falcons this week, taking on the Seattle Seahawks on Monday Night Football. And as we know, Falcons have seen the Seahawks a lot the past two seasons. It all starts and ends with the play of Russell Wilson, who's having an MVP-like season. He's getting it done in the air. He's the Seahawks' leading rusher. Falcons are going to have to contain him to come out of Monday's game with the win, don't you think, Arch?
Yeah. I don't think there's any question, Kelson. I think the numbers you talk about obviously tell you that story. This is no longer beast mode. It's no longer hand the football off in a cloud of dust and they'll line up and do it again. Yeah, Thomas Rawls will be mixed in. They'll mix in J.D. McKissic and he'll run the football some. But Russell Wilson is the key to the whole deal now. They've loaded the whole thing on Wilson's back. He's number two in the league in yards. He's number two in the league in touchdown passes. You mentioned he's the leading rusher for the Seahawks team. So they're going to do it a number of different ways. Bootlegs, short passing attack on first and second down, some conventional sets. They'll even go five wides and let him have an empty set, spread you out, and then all of a sudden Russell will take off with the football. So how do you contain a guy like that? What you're going to have to do, and if anybody's seen the Arizona game, go back and look at the Arizona game. They did a great job of kind of mush rushing him, closing him, close the walls in. Not a very tall quarterback. Tough time seeing it. They start to panic a little bit. Can you crush the pocket in on him? Now, he's going to get out some. And when he does get out, Atlanta does a pretty good job with some of their speed in the secondary, whether it's a linebacker or what's a safety, of spying him to come down and take away some of those runs once he escapes the pocket.
And defensive coordinator Marquand Manuel just talked about the play of Russell Wilson, and he said when you're going up against him, because he's so explosive, it's often the play within the play that you have to make, because they use the term plaster. The guys are going to swarm him, get to him, and it's going to be often those second or third guys that are going to be able to bring him down and make a play on the ball or against him. So that will definitely be something to watch for.
Yeah, it's the impromptu stuff that the play within the play is when the play begins to break down. That's when Wilson becomes maybe his most dangerous. In the two games last year against Wilson, Wilson was sacked six times. So Atlanta did a decent job of getting after him, but certainly plaster coverage and find Wilson.
All right, Dave, let's talk about some of the injuries the Seahawks are facing in their secondary. Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, banged up right now. Both, we don't know if they're going to play, but one is probable. We won't know about Cam Chancellor until later on in the week. Obviously, Richard Sherman out for the year. Not the Legion of Boom that we'd probably be suspect to seeing. And with that being said, will Julio Jones have an even bigger impact in this game than he does on a weekly basis?
Well, let's hope that he does, Kelsey, because you're referring to how good he was a year ago, and he was a monster in this game in the regular season a year ago. Seven catches, 139 yards, and a touchdown. Let's not even count the time he was interfered at the end of the game. Yes, that was interference.
Don't bring that up.
Okay,
it was
interference. But Julio Jones, I think, has the ability to make plays in this game because I don't think they have anybody that necessarily matches up. Now, they thought Richard Sherman matched up on him pretty good, and that didn't work out very well either. But I think the key will be that Atlanta spreads the ball out to all the receivers. 10 different guys caught passes in this game a year ago in the regular season. And if you look at the playoff game Atlanta won here in Atlanta, 8 different guys touched the football. I think that will be the key. Julio will get his, and I think you still got to feed your beast. But the other guys are going to have to make plays around him as well.
And obviously this game is a big game in terms of the fact that it's a Monday Night Football primetime matchup. These teams have seen a lot of each other over the past year. There's familiarity on both sides of the ball with Dan Quinn and Pete Carroll. It's also huge in terms of the playoff picture. You win this game, when it comes down to the playoff hunt, you help yourself a lot, right?
Yeah, no question. Obviously, division games are the key, and we've got 5 more of those left. But you begin to look at some of the teams that are kind of around you, and Seattle's right there. They're the next team kind of in the pecking order when it comes to the playoff picture. You'd like to have those tiebreakers in place, and certainly Seattle's one of those stepping stones that get you in position. So this would be a good one to win on the road. I think you got to take all your games at home. You got to win them all from here on out. But if you're going to get one on the road, this is the one you need to get.
Yeah, there's no denying. This is a big one on Monday night, and we're definitely looking forward to it. All right, that's it for us on Game Preview. We'll see you on Monday night.